You're listening to the WHO podcast for the week of 19th March 2007. I'm Ian Simpson. In this episode, meningitis in Africa. More vaccine urgently needed as the death toll rises. Positive news on tuberculosis, but HIV and drug resistance are obstacles to further progress. And on World Water Day, WHO calls for more focus on the impact of water scarcity on women and girls. Meningitis is a bacterial disease that affects the brain and spinal cord. It's most common in an area of North and Central Africa stretching from Senegal in the west to Ethiopia in the east, that's become known as the meningitis belt. Just 2 months into this year's dry season, 18,000 cases have already been reported, and at least 1,800 people have died as a result. The number of cases has been particularly high in Burkina Faso, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sudan, and Uganda. William Pereira is a WHO expert on meningitis who was recently working to control the outbreak in southern Sudan. He told us his most pressing concerns.
Definitely the limited vaccine supply. That's number one. Number two, the funding gap in Burkina Faso. We need to solve this as quickly as possible because if not, the epidemic will affect many lives. And third, but this is on a more long-term basis, the need of increasing the vaccine supply to face epidemics in the years to come.
Meningitis expert William Pereira. March the 24th is World TB Day, and WHO marks the occasion with an annual report on the global epidemic. This year, there's positive news. The epidemic appears to be levelling off for the first time since WHO declared TB as a public health emergency in 1993. The new numbers show that the percentage of the world's population infected with TB peaked in 2004 and then held steady in 2005. But the news is not all good, as the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, said at a press conference in Geneva.
And I would like to sound a word of caution. There are three challenges ahead that we should, you know, really pay special attention to. Otherwise, they could threaten the progress we are announcing today. The first one is co-infection of HIV and TB. The second challenge is drug resistance, and in particular, the recent emergence of extensively drug-resistant TB, what is known as XDR-TB. The third challenge I would like to bring to your attention is the aging of the global population. So all in all, my message for this morning is that there is some positive news on TB control, but there are also serious challenges to the progress we have made. We need to redouble our efforts if we were to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by 2015.
The former president of Portugal, Dr. Jorge Sampaio, is the UN Secretary-General's special envoy to stop TB. During a recent visit to Geneva, he discussed his role and his commitment to fighting this disease with the Italian writer and UN Messenger of Peace, Anna Cataldi. She started by asking him why he thought there was so much ignorance around a disease that kills so many people.
People think that TB is no longer there. So the fact that TB can obviously has to do with, it's as one calls it, the illness of the poor. But normally it can happen also with rich people or well-established middle-class citizens. So,
yeah, but also because it's airborne, contagious airborne. You can sit in first class on an airplane and get TB.
There you are. So the developments of TB I was not totally familiar with. And so this is why I think that I have noticed in several countries, especially also in mine, that when you speak about TB, people think it's finished, it's no longer there. So, no, it's there, and it can you can be touched by TB. So this is a new awareness is coming in. The second is, of course, that there are high burden countries, which obviously this flight is dramatic. And as you were saying, the connection between TB and HIV is becoming more and more intense. And there are countries in the world when even people with retrovirals, which obviously prolong their life to stages that they were not thinking that it would be possible, they get TB and they die because of TB. So that raises a few serious public health problems and serious stigma problems, etc., etc. And thirdly, the new developments of resistant TB, whether the multiple resistance or even the new strain, which is even worse than the multiple resistance, is obviously going to raise the possibility of a new pandemic with new developments and therefore much more difficult to tackle. My approach has always been that people have to work together.
To hear Anna Cataldi's interview with Dr. Jorge Sampaio in full and to find out more about the TB epidemic and World TB Day events, please go to www.who.int/TB. Finally, the theme of World Water Day this year is water scarcity. Scarcity of water has a direct impact on human health. Every year, 1.6 million people die because they lack access to safe water and sanitation. Most of the deaths, some 90%, occur among children under five, almost all of them in developing countries. In a statement to mark World Water Day, WHO called particular attention to the millions of women who have to walk great distances every day to fetch water. In addition to the heavy physical burden, they're at risk of being physically assaulted as they seek water. Girls miss school to carry their loads of water. WHO says more attention must be paid to the needs of women when managing water. Thanks for listening to this WHO podcast. For the latest public health news and more information about our work, visit the WHO website at www.who.int.